Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's time for five funny facts we're not fabricating. Here we go. On the top floor of the U.S. Supreme Court building, there is a basketball court. Its nickname? The highest court in the land. I just wish I could play there. Second, according to Discovery.com, you're twice as likely to be killed by cows than sharks. You know what you get when you cross a shark and a cow? I don't know, but I wouldn't want to milk it. Elsewhere, Walmart claims to have a lower acceptance rate than Harvard. Harvard's admittance rate, 4.5%. Walmart's, 2.6%. By the way, I heard Walmart was giving away dead batteries. They were free of charge. Okay. In China's Guangzhou Bai'an International Airport, an unnamed man was told he would have to pay an additional fee for overweight luggage. So, according to the Guangzhou Daily, he opened his luggage and began putting shirts on. 60 shirts. Then, 9 pairs of jeans. Going through security, he set off a metal detector. He'd forgotten to remove some thumb drives from his many pockets. Finally, a lifetime Cleveland Browns football fan and season ticket holder requested that 6 Cleveland Brown pallbearers attend his funeral. Why? So the Browns can let me down one last time, he said. Well, I don't know about you, but I too have felt let down. Maybe you've been let down today. By me. I promised all these facts, and you thought they'd change your life. Here I am talking about cows and sharks and a guy trying on pants in the airport. Give me something to sink my teeth into, Calloway, you say. Tell me about matters that matter. And you're right. None of those facts are stories that will change your life. But some things will. We've now been on 5 trips to Israel. Each time we go, 2 things happen. Number one, I eat far too much hummus, which is 34% chickpeas, 93% garlic, and 88% gas. Secondly, and far, far better, my faith is fortified by walking where Jesus walked and where over 25,000 archaeological finds support the biblical narrative. But for centuries, archaeologists could find no evidence for the New Testament character Pontius Pilate, who handed Jesus over to be crucified. In Caesarea Maritima, Herod, the ancient tyrant and master builder, crafted a splendid port city on the coast of Palestine. We heard how 2,000 years ago they developed cement that would dry underwater. A shrine was built honoring the emperor Tiberius, but the shrine fell into disarray, so they rebuilt it, using many stones from the old structure. In one stone was a plaque placed in the steps leading up to the shrine. The year I was born, 2 Italian archaeologists uncovered that plaque. It says, Pontius Pilate, the prefect of Judea, has dedicated a temple in honor of Tiberius. It was Pontius Pilate who asked Jesus, "What is truth?" and admitted, "I find no fault in him." Just one more clue pointing us to the one who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Archaeology may not prove that the Bible is true, but over and over it confirms that the details of this astounding book are accurate and can be trusted, best of all in its evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In a world of uncertainty, God is discoverable. He loves us. He made a way for us to spend eternity with Him by grace through faith. Such truth won't make us laugh, but it will bring great joy and not let us down. As the country star Dolly Parton was, she once entered a Dolly Parton look-alike contest and lost. I kid you not. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, 3 boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway house to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.